Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we have a live interview and performance with the Poison Love Band. So, you know, it's really, it's such a pleasure for me to be able to feature some of our talented local musical community here on Now and Then. And if you've been listening over the past month or two, it's been a real assortment of different genres and different styles of some of the most talented musicians that I've had the pleasure of knowing. And so on today's program, the Poison Love Band is sitting here in front of me, and it's Dan and Joanne Brinkerhoff. And here they are. They're going to say something so they can verify their presence. Hello, hello. Hello.
Hi. Yeah.
See, he's really here.
Yeah. Here that's. I guess that's what I'm going to say. Then I'm here.
And Joanne.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Happy to be here.
Wonderful. Beautiful in here.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that perform, but of all of the musicians I know, you are performing extensively and quite a bit. So when I invited you on the show today, I knew that, man, these guys are ready to go. What would you like us to hear of your music, of your Americana acoustic music? What would you like to start with today?
I think we could start with Big Dream in a Little Town, because it was written in and about Calicoon, which we live on the other side of the river in Pennsylvania, in Milanville, but Calicoon is kind of our home base for business and for fun and socializing and for playing a lot of music. So I walk there all the time and wrote that song in Calicoon.
Beautiful. So Big Dream, Little Town. Okay, so this is actually a trio, and you said that that your percussionist is playing on this song.
Yes.
So here we go. I think I got it. I think I got it. All right, let's hear it.
Slaving hell.
And that is Big Dream, Little Town. That is not the entire song, but we got to hear a good piece of it. I'm not sure. I'm having a little technical issue here, but that's of no consequence. I feel that I hear the river churning in that intense. I can feel the Delaware River flowing past. That is such it makes me feel, I'm very familiar with Calicoon, and it makes me reminiscent of that town. So, for our listeners, I would just like to introduce Poison Love a little further. Joanne is playing a beautiful guitar, and she sings vocals, and she writes most of the songs, as far as I understand. And Dan, I always thought he played violin, and then I discovered he's actually playing the fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
Calls it lead fiddle. And Dan has a beautiful tenor voice. Beautiful tenor voice. And one of the things that I'm thrilled about is this is a married couple. So for me, that's a big part of the story, and I'm very curious about that. I've known you for quite a while, but I don't know how you met. How did you guys meet each other?
Well, we met numerous times, but it didn't register, you know what I mean? We just were in the same room or something. But then once I was divorced and my wife's husband passed, she needed someone to make a gravestone. And I, believe it or not, I made her husband's gravestone. That's how we met, which is, it's not macabre. It's just cool to me. It's so interesting.
That is interesting. Well, life goes on.
Yeah, and it sure did. I mean, oh, my God.
Well, that's a fascinating story.
Yeah.
So, right along in that same vein, because it's interesting how two musicians can work together and be married. So I'm curious how music entered into the relationship. And, you know, I've always, if I'm going to fall in love with someone and they're a musician, that's part of the reason why I fall in love with them. So I'm curious if you were playing music together before you got married. Or did you really do that after you'd already gotten married and got comfortable with each other? How did the music evolve in your relationship?
Well, I was already playing. I'd played a long time, and we had established a really successful contra dance in the Galilee Grange.
And you were playing fiddle.
Yeah, and Aldo and Kurt Knuth, all these guys were in it.
And it was... Troiani, you mean, of
yes.
Jambalaya fame.
Right.
And Kurt Knuth, we know him from the radio.
Yeah, and, you know, we had ecstatic dance happening.
Were you calling dances?
No.
You know what I mean, like calling that, you know, that kind of dance?
I do not have that side of the brain. I could never do that. But my wife, she certainly could. I was playing the fiddle, but we created what Aldo used to call a musical moment quite regularly, where there was just ecstatic dance happening. I really miss it, actually. It was so fun.
Wow.
And we turned the lights down. We had Christmas lights, and kids were rampantly running, no rules.
Oh, that's incredible.
It was incredible.
Well, now, back to the marriage question. So, okay, so you've been musical companions from the beginning. It seems.
Yes.
Right? I was not. I used to attend the contra dances and dance, but I wasn't part of the band.
She fell once, totally fell down on her face during the dance.
But
just by the way,
we were away in Arizona one winter, and I can't remember the exact circumstance, but there was many incarnations of Dan's contra dance band. Somehow the lead guitar player was leaving, and Dan said to me that winter, "You're going to be our new guitar player." So I bought a guitar, and we went off to Arizona for the winter, and every single day we played, and he taught me the contra dance tunes, and then he would drag me into all of the cowboy bars in Arizona to play these tunes, which I wasn't really so embarrassed because I knew these people didn't know me and they'd never see me again.
Well, that's a total New York attitude right there.
Yeah.
That'll do it for you.
Yeah.
You meet someone on the street, don't hold back, say what you think. Love that hat. You know, what were you thinking? No, that's fascinating.
So when I came back, we were doing the contra dances for a while.
And what did you call the contra dance band? What did you call it?
That, again, went through numerous... My brother was in that band, too. He was a bass player, is a bass player, is a good bass player. And he named it Biodiesel. Then we had something, various ones that other people got involved in. We didn't like the name.
I think when we got back from Arizona, we already had established the Poison Love name.
Yeah, I think we did.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And this was before you got married.
No, it was just around the same time.
About the same time. Yeah. It all came together at the same time. Okay, so check. We got that. That's an incredibly romantic story. That's really, really sweet.
Yeah.
That's incredibly romantic. I know you're ready to perform live here for us. You're a prolific songwriter. Before we went on air, I asked Joanne. I said, how many songs have you written? Have you written any new songs since the New Year's? And she looked up, and I could tell she was starting to count. And I'm going, whoa. So you have a wealth of material, but of all the things you could sing for us, what are you going to sing for us now?
I'm going to sing a song. Well, actually, Dan's going to sing a song. I'm going to do some backup. But it's actually a song that I wrote about Dan.
Uh-huh. And he knows that already, right?
Yeah.
So he's singing about himself.
I'm very honored. I mean, it's just about not having preferences, really. Just, that. Anyway.
He's a free spirit, so that's what this song is about.
Okay, you have to give us a name. What's the name of the song?
Anywhere the Wind Blows.
Anywhere the Wind Blows. This is Poison Love, live in the studio. You'll never know. Did you feel that wind swirling around you as they played? Yes. You know, there's something about being in the presence of a live performance. It's just, it's incredibly captivating. Very captivating. Is that my favorite song that you've done? I don't know. Every you come out with these songs and I think, okay, that's my favorite one. That, but I love that. I love that song. So
I love that it's about Dan.
Wow. I don't know. Would you like to do another one now or would you like to talk some more? I want to hear you play.
Sure. We have.
Yeah. Would you like to hear Rivertown?
Rivertown. Now, you know, you said that Big Dream Little Town was also about Calicoon. And, you know, most of the people in the area understand that Calicoon is right on the Delaware River. And it's a very big part of the culture here in our area. You know, you guys over there in Pennsylvania and us here in New York. Is it perhaps also about Calicoon?
It is.
It is.
That's where we spend most of our time. And that's where I love taking long walks along the river. And actually, it's been the inspiration for a lot of the songs that I write. So, yes, it is about Calicoon.
You also have an art gallery there in Calicoon, don't you?
Yes, the Dan Brinkerhoff.
See, there's more layers here, people. You're going to have to hear a little bit more about all of the interests that Dan and Joanne have. But right now, they're going to play a song.
Rivertown.
Okay, here we go. This is Poison Love, live.
I'd like to go out there
That's Poison Love, River Town. I'm Kathy Geary, and you are listening to Now and Then, and on today's program, Poison Love. Now, I keep pushing for a tagline, there is no antidote. And they laugh, but I haven't heard them say that yet. But whenever I have a chance, I really love to hear you play, and you do play a lot. You do play a lot.
We do.
What is coming up?
We have, March is coming up. We have a few gigs coming in March. Next Friday night, March 3rd, I believe that might be, is we're playing at TikTok's, which is a restaurant tavern in Honesdale, PA. Actually, all our March gigs happen to be on the PA side.
That's nice. River. I've been discovering how nice it is over there, like in Honesdale.
It's great. There's a lot of new places.
There's a lot of music.
A lot of new places. We're playing on March 25th at a great new place, which Kathy, you've been involved in many times, is the Creative Compound.
Wonderful space. Great energy.
Great space. Great music performance. So we're part of a three band evening that night on the 25th, and on the 31st we're playing at another brand new place called Follow the Smoke in Simpson, Pennsylvania. And that's a barbecue restaurant of some sort.
Really great.
Food and music do go together somehow. Yes. You know, it's wonderful when they combine like that.
Yeah. But the most important thing is that we play in our living room together every night.
Pretty much, yeah.
That is like an ideal kind of life. I mean, you know, music is so powerful, and to have such a strong bond inside of a marriage, I'm thrilled for you guys to have that together. That's pretty astounding. But that leads me beautifully into my next question. So you are a prolific songwriter, and you talked about walking down the road near the river, and you know how your songs just come to you, and, one of the things that I have observed is that when you get into the practice of songwriting, like I journal. If I have something to say, I write it down. And I'm learning how to turn my thoughts into songs, but it still feels awkward for me. It's not something that I reach for naturally. And I think that, you know, you've honed that as a craft to be able to write songs like one a month. That's a significant skill. That's a very significant skill. And so most of the songwriters I know have to be alone when they're writing their songs. I know for me personally, you know, I'm just going to close the door here, you know. Joni Mitchell used to have to go up to a wilds of the remote of Canada off to her, you know, her estate by herself or... Mm-hmm. You know, David Crosby out on his boat, you know, like, so I'm almost there. I've almost got this question out. We're getting there, people. We're getting there. So now I'm thinking about inside of a marriage, you know, and how close you guys are. Can he be in the room with you when you're writing? Is he allowed to make changes and suggestions? How does that dynamic play out with you as a songwriter? Take it away.
Okay.
You take it away.
There's
a lot of questions in your question there.
But first of all, I never sit down with the intention of writing a song.
Whoa.
I cannot do that.
I can't do that either.
You know.
Okay, well.
So it has to come from somewhere, some inspiration. And where I get the inspiration is when I'm alone or with our dogs and I'm either taking a long walk or a drive. That's in my conscious day. That's when it usually happens. But at night, when I'm sleeping, is also when melodies and words might come to me, and they'll actually wake me up and keep bothering me, so I can't go back to sleep until I actually go downstairs and either hum the melody that I'm hearing into my recorder or write down some words. And then when I get up, I can, you know, develop it. But I have to be alone. I can't. I love playing with Dan, and I can't present something to him until it's like finished, until it's ready for prime time.
That is such a satisfying answer.
A lot
you.
Of women have said that to me. You know, I need to get
They're laughing over there now. I just want you to know. No, that was an incredible description. If I try to write a song, and you just said, you know, if I try to write a song, it's not happening. It's almost like your mind, for me, your mind is not even, there's nothing in your mind and it bubbles up. It like just enters into your consciousness half formed or something. So, you know, I've been really delving into David Crosby quite a bit since we've lost him. And he has written a few songs about the creative process and how the muse comes knocking at your door. And you just have to be able to hear her knock and to open the door and let her in. And that's kind of what you described. That's beautiful.
Can I say something?
Please.
Yeah. So it's funny that you mentioned David Crosby, because the night that he passed away,
yeah.
We found out that we were going to be doing a gig in a few days, and the person who hired us wanted us to do some kind of a tribute to David Crosby. And he's been a big influence in my music.
What?
And when it was funny, I was really thinking about him, and I was like, God, I wish I could write like that. And when I went to bed that night, I was like, please give me a song. Send me a song or something. And it was really the truth.
Oh, wow.
I was woken up several times that night and had to go down and hum a melody into my recorder. And then I started just writing words. And I wrote a song the next day.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like a David Crosby song.
Yeah.
But it absolutely came from some kind of inspiration or whatever, but I feel it, that this is my David Crosby song.
So what is the name of this song?
It's called Waking Without You, and it's the words come from, it's not about me or Dan. It came from a neighbor friend whose husband had passed away, and she said, you know, it's lonely during the day and it's lonely going to bed at night, but the worst part is waking in the morning, alone.
Oh.
And that's where the words came from.
Okay.
Cathartic.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can be sad in a song, and you can experience sadness and learn how to deal with it without having to suffer through it. Art is brilliant that way. And I love the idea that you wrote a song from one of your friend's experience. That's beautiful. So, once again, Poison Love is live here in the studio. Dan and Joanne Brinkerhoff. And tell us the name of the song again. I already forgot.
It's called Waking Without You.
Waking Without You. All right. Here we go.
Ghost upon my pillow.
That was beautiful. Wow. That's a powerful song. That's a very new song because David Crosby, I guess it's been only about a month or so since he's passed away. Thank you so much. It's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you have a chance to tell your friend that you had written that song?
No.
I see.
I don't know if I want to.
I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the song becomes personal. And
well, that's the incredible beauty of it.
You don't know how somebody's going to react if you say, hey, I wrote a song about you.
Yeah,
that's true. You're so vain. I bet you think this song is about you. Right. Yeah, it could be good. It could be bad.
That's
we don't
right.
know. We don't know. So I know that my listeners are enjoying this as much as I am. And you have such a rich catalog of music. Is there some way that people can hear you online, or how would you suggest?
Well, online. Okay. Yeah, we do have a website. It's just kind of a static website. Everything that has what's going on, where our gigs are, and you know what we're doing is on our Facebook page, which is Poison Love Band. And I also want to say that you know, Dan and I are here today as a duo because our percussionist could not be here, but Sammy Alexander has been playing with us for quite a number of years, and I really miss having him here to come in with that beat, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of other people from Rafters have played with us, you know, at the open mics, and Dave Milner has been great and filling in when Sammy can't be here. But today it's just the two of us, so we're a little exposed.
Well, you know, you have a great rhythm, sense of rhythm on the guitar. Most people take rhythm guitar for granted, but you've got a groove going.
That's so important.
It's so important. It's so important.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have a couple more questions, but I also want to hear some more music.
Okay.
So let me ask a question, and maybe it'll direct the music.
Sure.
Because we were talking about David Crosby. And then in the same breath, you know, you think Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And so then I think Neil Young. And then I think the first time that I ever heard you two play, I turned to my partner in crime and I said, he sounds like Neil Young. Because you have a very high tenor. And you do have a similar sound to Neil. I'm curious what kind of feedback you get when people come up to you after a gig. Do people ever say that, or what do they say?
Well, they say it every time we play. Every time we play. And when I first started hearing that.
Seriously? I wasn't sure.
Absolutely.
I was just guessing.
But the first time I was like, well, I guess that's okay. And then I thought, he's the best guy.
He's
And then I
It's a compliment,
I said,
babe. It's a compliment.
It's a great compliment, but at the same time, being who I am, I don't want to sound like somebody. So, you know, it's a mix. So, you
these
know, it's
musicians, they're so difficult.
What? That's the.
No, I hear you. I feel. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, that can be a whole wormhole that you go in.
I'm going to say, no, I wasn't planning on saying this, but this is what I've observed today by hearing you singing in this song and in the song previously, The River. I'm hearing a more of the middle part of your voice. I'm not hearing such of a high tenor timbre. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing more of the middle fullness in the middle of your voice.
Yeah, well, you're a trained singer, and you would hear and define what you're hearing, which I really appreciate because I think you're a great singer.
Thank you so much.
In fact, let me interview you a little bit. Just kidding.
Stay tuned next week.
Yeah. No, I, you know, you have what you have. I love singing. I love performing. I love what my wife does.
When you hear Neil Young, do you hear it at all, what people are talking about here?
Well, I do know that. In my private moments, I'll sneak in the bathroom or something, turn him on, and I can't sing there. I can't sing up high like that. I mean, I can.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The general feeling is that, but I'm like two steps down. You know, when,
okay,
like, if you. Yeah.
You mean actual pitch wise?
Pitch wise, yeah. Mm-hmm. And,
well,
you know, that doesn't mean I'm less than, you know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, what
well, there's a lot of timbre that affects how high a note sounds in a person's voice.
Mm-hmm.
But we could go down that rabbit hole, but there's other topics that I would really like to touch on. And so there's two questions that kind of tie in together for me. is that you've been playing way longer together than I even realized, the Contradance band, and now your own music. And I'm assuming Poison Love is how many years?
Oh, my
God. Okay.
Maybe 13?
13 years.
Oh, my God. Okay, I didn't realize.
Quite some time.
So we're waiting. We're all waiting. We are breathlessly waiting for you to release an album. Or a recording. Or what do they call it today? I call it an album. That just dates me terribly, doesn't it?
An album.
Where is your... So, and then that kind of... Well, now, there could be many reasons for that. And I'm sure you're going to edify us. Thank you. But then that also ties into another question, which I know you have some very well-formed ideas about, and that's the music business in general. Mm-hmm. So even in the 13 years that you've been together, you've seen significant changes in the music business, where each of us as individuals now have direct access to an audience that we never had direct access to before. Mm-hmm. Radio used to be the number one method for new music to be broken. And now, because of the richness of our technological online experiences, you can go directly to your own audience. And so there's, you know, not a lot of barriers. But also the music industry is so corrupt. And yet, yeah. You know, I still would love to be signed. Wouldn't you guys like to be signed? So I would love to hear a little bit about that. But then I also would really love to hear two more songs. So give us the condensed version.
Well, I always need a clear purpose when I'm doing something. Otherwise, I'll get distracted. So my clear purpose is it's about connection. And even though the word love is so overused, it's largely lost its meaning. It's about love as well. It's that. It sounds syrupy or whatever, but it's not about making money. It's about connection. So then when you get a gig, they are honoring you, and you know, it's a very powerful thing. The other side of it, I could spend the rest of my life not thinking about that. I don't know.
It's performing.
Performing
is what you want to do. Recording is a whole different thing from performing. It's related.
Not necessarily not recording, but the thinking about it as a commercial venture instead of love and connection. That I don't think too much about.
The ideal way for you to record would be to get a really good sound system and do a live recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a very rudimentary live CD.
Well, I loved the song. I wish we'd been able to hear it through its completion.
Yeah.
Not sure what happened with that. But
we could finish it later, you know, at the end we'll finish it for you.
I think we're as a couple and musicians, we're so much more about live performance and bringing music directly to people that way. We feel the energy going back and forth, and that's just, where the love is.
I was going to say love, and I thought, well, that's you do feel when I'm performing, and I feel people listening. As soon as I feel, you can feel when an audience connects to you and is listening to you, and the magic of radio is that. Even though it's electronic, I can still feel that listening. I can still feel that listening.
Yeah,
it's very powerful. So we're going to be getting another beautiful performance here on Now and Then from Poison Love. This is Dan and Joanne Brinkerhoff. And they're going to be doing another original song only they can. What's the name of this song?
It's called Something Better, and I just want to preface it by saying that I didn't write this song about Dan.
Right.
Just
gotta
want to
be
make
something
that
better.
Clear.
Then.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
all my money, just leave me enough for me. I have no doubt I'm headed out for something better. Maybe I don't have anything to show. Maybe I don't know where this story goes. It's just no good, but I know there should be something better. Give me a one-way ticket out of here. Take all my money, just leave me enough. Maybe I think I should be just like you. I'm laying low, I feel as though there's something better. I'm laying low, I feel as though there's something better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm laying low. I love that. That's so humorous. Yeah, you've got.
I love her songs.
You've got a lovely range of emotions and expressions.
Yeah,
going
that's
on
for
here.
Sure.
So, you know, have you got another uplift, a fun song for us?
Fun song.
Something fun. She's flipping through pages, people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a song about.
That felt great.
About faith. And, you know, a lot of the songs I write are about depressing love situations.
I can't imagine why.
Thus poison love, right? But
there's no antidote.
But this song I wrote after I actually stopped watching the news, and I felt so much better. I didn't stop reading the news, but I stopped watching it.
Yeah.
And anyway, this song is kind of about that, called A Little Faith.
This is Poison Love Live.
So many people in this mixed up world try to drive me crazy. I can't let them get me down or even let them faze me. I can see and hear and feel and touch the things I know are real. Just relax, sit back and wait. Just hold that world at my window pane. Yeah, it's really something, but I don't have to let it in or let it underneath my skin. I can leave it up to fate with just a little faith. Just a little life's a gamble, the stakes are high, the game is fixed, no one survives. Hidden danger in every turn, it takes a village just to stay alive. Sometimes I sit and wonder why life's a bitch and then you die. So much more to appreciate with just a little faith. Watching the rain, I don't have to do nothing. whole damn world at my window pane. Yeah, it's really something, but I don't have to let it in or let it underneath my skin. I can leave it up to fate with just a little faith. Just a little faith, just a little faith.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, just a little faith. All right. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, can you tell it's live? It's live. They're
it's
alive. Live. Poison Love Live in the studio. So, well,
it's such a pleasure to be here,
yes,
Kathy.
It really
Thank
is.
You.
Thanks so much.
And the studio is really beautiful.
Well, now, I don't know if people are familiar. A lot of people know that we are now in a beautiful new facility right on Route 52 outside of Liberty. And I know you guys visited us when we were still at the dam site in Jeffersonville.
Yes, many times. Yeah.
So this is quite a change. Quite a change. It's a very modern facility.
We used to come to this building to buy bread.
Yeah, it used to be a nursery.
So good.
Yeah, this location. Yeah. But yes. Now Radio Catskill has a new home, and we're just delighted. We're delighted with it. So I want to hear more songs. You know, we had talked about maybe listening to another one of your recorded songs, but based on our little malfunction earlier, which I would rather hear something live.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know if you wanted to finish Big Dream, Little Town, or if you wanted to do something else.
That was a joke.
No.
I mean, it would be hanging off in the air like that.
Okay. We can do the one that you had pre-recorded. We could do it as a duo.
Put up a fight. Well, you know, I appreciate the fact that you're a percussionist. I bet it sounds good.
It's much better with Sammy.
Well, it's pretty good with the songwriter present. You know, you can't beat that. There's nothing like hearing a composer sing their own music. I mean, it'd be interesting to hear someone cover your songs, but you can't ever touch. Like Laura Nyro, for instance, mm-hmm. people would sing her songs, and the first time you ever heard her sing them,
right.
It's like, oh,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah,
that's someone
thing,
you're
you know.
Familiar with.
So we'll do that one.
So, and it's called?
It's called Put Up a Fight.
It's not about Dan, is it?
It's not, definitely not about Dan. This is more of a social statement, and I wrote it during, I'm not quite sure, it was during the COVID period, and there was all of these riots going on with the police over a very long summer of violence.
We were all there for that one.
You know, what do you do with all those feelings? And that's where this song comes from.
It's called Put Up a Fight. This is Poison Love Live.
See me now, you would not know my name. I'd be on the sideline, wondering who's to blame. Only time would stand here by my side, wishing someone else could got to give it all. I want to stay in the game, I gotta put up a fight. If you could see me now, you would not see me smile. You'd take a step or two, I'd walk a hundred miles. Maybe someday, when all my dues are paid, I can look back on this time and say I had it made. Got to
give it all I got just to get a little. Keep on pushing ahead or get stuck in the middle. Words are not enough, even if I'm right.
If I wanna
stay in the game, I gotta put up a fight.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy.
I love
Thank
the way you captured your thoughts in that song. And if your goal is to establish connection with people, I felt that connection so strongly.
Oh, nice.
And I hope that everyone listening to the show today felt that same connection. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
You. This was really nice.
And we love sweet. WJFF. This is like...
Isn't it special?
It's such a cool radio station to be able to do this kind of thing and get local music out.
Yes, I agree completely.
Thank you.
All right, well, we'll be saying goodbye for now. But once again, thank you so much for your music. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. On today's program, our special guests, Poison Love. I hope you enjoyed the music. I hope you're well, and I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Hi, this is Angela Page, host of Folk Plus. I spend my week listening to new releases that arrive, and I match them to old songs that I treasure and wrap them around a theme. I hope you'll join me Sundays, 4 to 5, for Folk Plus.
In times like these, I often feel the need to gather with the dear ones that I treasure.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello.
Radio Catskill.
On air, online, on your smartphone, and on your smart speaker.
Public radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. We are Radio Catskill, keeping you connected.